How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So exciting that you're with me today. I need to share all kinds of things with you that are going on, and I have a list of things, literally a list. I kept jotting down things in the last week or so that you need to have the travel insider's approach to some of the stuff that I hear people say on TV, on radio, often in print. And, you know, just because you travel, and just because you travel a lot, either because you have a passion for traveling and an internal mandate to see the world, or you are a road warrior, you're in sales or marketing, or you're the field person for your company and you're always on the road. You're in your car, you're in the air, you're on your way somewhere. The fact that you travel a lot, forgive me, and I hope this doesn't sound arrogant or insulting, it doesn't make you a travel expert. Just because you can read does not mean you can teach reading. There are inside knowledge, experiences, history, background that you need to know and understand in order to evaluate what's cooking, what's going on. And most of the people who get into the subject of travel in media haven't a clue. So every time they open their mouths, I want to jump through the TV screen or reach in through the radio speaker system and grab them by the neck and give them just a little shake. The other thing I find preposterous, and we're going to be talking about later this, well, not maybe not this hour, but in the next 2 hours coming up. And remember, we're a 3-hour show. So if you're driving about and you lose us somewhere along the way, you can go online. You can go to TuneIn Radio. If you don't have an app like that on your phone, go get one. Or your iPad or whatever. You can go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. And on the homepage, there's a dark blue box in the right sidebar. The header on it is On Air Quick Links. So you can scroll down under the show for today's Sunday show. Or if you were listening to Travelers 411 on a Saturday and suddenly we weren't there, you can just go and click and listen live. We archive and podcast every show within 72 hours, generally, of the broadcast. You will find the podcast at sabrams.com. Click through to travelers411.com. And in that on-air links, you got clicks to the links to the podcast. Podcast for a year, you can download us and take us with you wherever you're going. And simultaneously, we archive everything forever and ever and ever. So if there's a subject, a destination, a brand, a travel-related product you're interested in, put it in the keywords in the search box, and you'll get links. And if you're looking for photos of whatever, whomever, wherever, put in the word photos following the keywording, and you'll get links to individual photos. When you click on the up arrow of that individual photo above, because you got a left and right for previous to next, click on the up arrow. It's going to take you over to the photo gallery that that photo is in. So if there's one photo, there's probably 100 or 200 or 300 or more on that subject. So I had a serendipitous, incredible experience in February. I was invited because I serve on the Cultural Council of Northern Berkshire, which is a local cultural council in Massachusetts, a representative of the 10 towns in the northern part of Berkshire County. And that's under the auspices of the Massachusetts Cultural Council, which is, God bless it and all those who support it, a council that gets a yearly budget and divvies that budget up among the local cultural councils in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And the job of the council is to evaluate and award grant money to individuals and groups that want to create a special cultural event. Every other year, the Massachusetts Cultural Council has a conference at the State House in Boston, and this year, 2016, it was, if I'm remembering correctly, it was February 10th. And this is the first one I've ever gone to. And I really went out of my way to make sure I could be there and probably came the farthest distance of anyone who was there because we are at the extreme left-hand corner of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And it was so worth my time and effort. As a matter of fact, I went into Boston the night before to overnight so I could be there for the morning because I never could have made it by the morning session had I tried to get up and get out and drive in and whatnot. And it is by sheer serendipitous chance that my first guest today, I met and heard speak and fell in love with all for the first time at this event in Boston. Now, later in today's show, I'm going to have, if the electronic gods are all working with us and everybody's where they're supposed to be, which is always dangerous to announce beforehand because if they're not in the studio, you don't really know what's going to happen. But, you know, we slide and glide around here. I am expecting to have on the air with me some folks, one of whom is associated with the Massachusetts Cultural Council in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and a couple of people from neighboring Franklin County's Shelburne Falls and representative of that county, Franklin County. They're practically neighbors in Western Massachusetts. I put that together just a few days ago. And it is by serendipity that my first guest and these other guests are all going to be in the same show because they belong together in one entity. The reason that I invited them is that, as I mentioned, Shelburne Falls, the film The Judge was filmed there, and they tell you that they're living in Indiana. Anyone who's ever been to Indiana knows it's pretty flat like a pancake. You don't have the kind of hilly mountainous what goes on in Western Massachusetts, but they tell you it's Indiana, and so you just check your reality at the front door and you say, sure, that's Indiana. Well, it's actually filmed in Shelburne Falls, and you actually see the falls. They're sitting in what they've made to look like a cafe, which at the moment is, I don't think, a rented space again, but it used to be a great little gift shop and candle shop. And they made it look like a restaurant. You look behind Robert Downey Jr. And you see Shelburne Falls. And there's also this wonderful bridge of flowers. It's just a great place. But a few nights back, I guess it was last weekend, actually, I found out it was a rerun because I never saw it the first time, happily, of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. And whereas Parts Unknown for him used to be, you know, hella hiking in the Bugaboo Mountains, or that's a real place in Canada, by the way, and it's a real thing to do, or up in the Himalayas or whatever, his now Parts Unknown are reduced to Miami and Western Massachusetts. And I have to tell you, Western Massachusetts is an absolutely glorious place that attracts particularly creative people of all genre, musicians, composers, authors, painters, sculptors, glassblowers, name it, people who work in fabrics, and because it's a very inspirational kind of a place. And so the mentality of the people and the beauty of the locale is amazing. And don't you know, he found a way to make it look like the last place in the world you'd ever want to go, which really disturbed me. And when I finally get to meet him, I'll have to shake his hand and then shake him by the neck just a little bit. Got to wake the man up. So it is a thrill for me to have in our first hour today Sally Taylor, who I met at the Massachusetts Cultural Conference in February. And I want you to pay attention. We're going to be talking to her right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
Castles in the air,
so we want to check to see that you're on the line with us, Sally. Are you there?
I am indeed.
And Sally is the founder and artistic director of a company called Consensus. And it's not spelled the way you think it is. It's C-O-N-S-E-N-S-E-S. So it's your senses with C-O-N in front. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
My last goodbye, the love we knew ain't worth another try.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Dancing with a Twist, May 7th and 8th. Anna Treblinskaya and Dimitri Chaplin from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance will join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, along with vocalists from American Idol. And at the Mother's Day matinee, tickets are half price for kids 17 and younger. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Sally Taylor on the line with me. She is founder and artistic director of Consensus. So just think of the word senses and then put C-O-N in front of it, and it's consensus.org. Sally was a key speaker at the Massachusetts Cultural Council's conference this year. They have one every other year at the State House in Boston. And she was captivating and charming and delightful. And it was so nice of her to make the time at the end to chat with folks. And the first thing I did was get in that line.
That's very kind of you.
I wanted to share you, Sally, with my audience. You come by your sense of artistic inspiration, both genetically and environmentally, I want to guess. And maybe you want to share with my audience why I would say that.
I grew up in a very artistic, musical family with two sort of rock and roll legend-y kind of characters as parents.
Who would be
Carly Simon and James Taylor? And I genetically maybe have inherited some of their creativity, and certainly environmentally picked up the bug for creating music.
Yeah, that's quite an environment to grow up in.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
So, talk a little bit about, you know, your own musical background and artistic underpinnings that led you to creating Consensus. And then we'll talk explicitly and intensively about what Consensus is and what people should know about it and how they can connect with it in their travels.
Okay.
So maybe you can give us some feel for that.
Yeah, I started making music when I was sort of a teenager. Didn't have any sort of sense of any instrument at that point, but I would wake up with songs in my head and I would sort of record them, immediately upon awakening into a little tape recorder. And then, you know, eventually I got so fed up with not having accompaniment that I picked up a guitar and started making music, which took me through college. I used to perform a lot in college, and then I moved to Colorado shortly after
graduating. Where did you go to school? Where did you go to college?
I went to Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island.
Right.
And I used to play at a little place down on the corner called Z Bar, which was this, you know, bar sort of, you know, sport restaurant. It was great. It was a great first gig. And then I moved out to Colorado, and shortly after, I got in a plane crash in Peru, which made me realize that I really wanted to make sure that the songs that I had written to date were sort of archived formally. So I went into the studio with a bunch of musicians who were just as sort of clueless as I was about, you know, putting down tracks, and together we managed to put down 10 or 11 tracks, and I didn't know what to do with it after. You know, I had sort of put all this effort into creating this little demo, and some people came around because they were sort of interested in what the offspring of some celebrities might be creating, and no problem with that. They wanted to listen, and I gave them a listen, and they said, well, let's just sign you up. You know, let's just get you a record contract. Let's go. And that, to me, was not at all what I wanted to do, so I opted out of that. And just,
Wait. That generally sounds like the musicians, the talented musicians' dream to be offered a record contract. Why would you see that as something you absolutely weren't interested in?
You know, I guess I really wanted to have control over a combination of wanting to have control over the direction of my music, and secondly, I really just had no interest in being celebrated in that regard, the same regard that my parents had been. I really wanted privacy and a private life, and I wasn't a musician per se. I was just sort of a fledgling musician, and if I was going to be playing out live, I wanted to make sure that I sucked in private long enough so that I could actually be worthy of the spotlight. So I created my own record label and started doing it myself, and produced another record, and took my little band and stuck them in a van. And we used to do 180 shows a year. It was very,
wow,
very blue collar work. You know, we'd get in the van and we'd head east, and we'd do, you know, everything from Florida to Maine, and then
stop a second. When you say you earlier, you said you know went to school at Brown in Rhode Island, but where did you actually grow up?
I grew up in between New York City and Martha's Vineyard Island.
Okay, and now you're talking about you're getting the car and going east. Well, from New York City or Martha's Vineyard, you go too far east, you're going to be in the ocean. So
Colorado at the time.
Okay.
I moved out to Colorado right after school. And so we pretty centralized location. We'd hop in the van and we'd go east, and we'd do everything, you know, up the East Coast, and then we'd go home for a couple weeks, and then jump back in the van and go west and do the whole West Coast. And West Coast is a shorter jaunt.
How many people were there traveling with you?
There was four guys. It was four guys and me and a van.
Okay, and so that can be an expensive proposition, even with, you know, minimal things like the cost of gasoline and oil for the engine of your vehicle, and stops along the way and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you plan ahead where you were going to stay in your route?
It was a legitimate organization. We, you know, would book these shows. We had a booking agent who would book the shows for us. We always were sure that we, along with merchandise, would break even or even make little money.
You know, on things like CDs and T-shirts and that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Got it.
So we were, you know, it was a great way to see the country, to spread our music, to create a little bit of an audience for ourselves. It was really, we were lucky to do it, and we did it for 6 years, and we really had a little family within, the five of us out there in the middle of the world.
You'd have to be, or you'd kill each other. It's one or the other.
Well, there was that too. We used to share the same hotel room. So we had a snoring room and we had, the non-snoring room, and we'd basically sleep, you know, head to foot a lot of nights. And so we knew each other really well. I miss those guys a lot.
So for all you people who think that you have to have, you know, mega bucks in your pockets to get up and go traveling, Sally Taylor is here to tell you it can be done regardless. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because all of this foundation brings us at some point to the foundation and creation of consensus. We have Sally Taylor on the line live with us. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Now I understand. What you trying to say to me?
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include an appearance by one of the greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones.
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
In celebration of the film's 35th anniversary, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops invite you to Symphony Hall for a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, June 3rd and 4th, as John Williams' epic score is performed live to picture by the Boston Pops. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelson's and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the delightful Sally Taylor on the line with me. If you've just joined us, you've missed a great deal, so you're going to want to go to sabrams.com and in the right sidebar under on-air quick links, find Travel with Stephanie Abrams podcasts. And you can subscribe to our podcast, by the way. It's free. And that way, you know, you've got easy access to everything. And it'll be podcast for a year, so you can download us and take us with you and take Sally wherever you go. And it's also archived indefinitely forever and ever, along with show notes and some photos that should already be in a blog and gallery that I'm created. I hope it's already up. If not, I'll check and make sure it goes up this week. Photos that I took of Sally on stage in this atrium area of the State House in Boston when she was one of the key speakers at the Massachusetts Cultural Council Conference. That's a lot of C's, isn't it?
And
that,
sure.
And that brings us, Sally Taylor, to consensus. You were talking at this conference about the relationship between art and life, and had some amazing images to illustrate what you were talking about. Explain what consensus is and how our listeners can interface with the experiences that consensus provides.
Yeah, so consensus, we were talking last segment just about my performances, and I was on stage repetitively over the course of 6 years, and I kept on sort of feeling isolated and lonely by the experience, which was conflicting and sort of curious to me. And I kept on sort of hearkening back to this fable that I'd heard while I was in school studying anthropology, actually, about these blind men who come upon an elephant while they're traveling through this ancient pathway. And they sort of get up to this elephant, and each of them is feeling a different segment, a different part of this elephant, and concluding that they understand what the entire thing is. So one of them who's feeling the tail says, you know, elephant's got to be a rope. And the one that feels the ear is saying, you know, what are you, crazy? Elephant's clearly a fan. And the one that's feeling the tusk thinks elephant's a spear, and the one that feels the leg thinks it's a pillar. Anyway, each of them sort of feeling these different parts and concluding a different truth argues for the validity of their own version until this king comes and says, you know, stop fighting. You've got to understand that you're all holding a part of something that's much bigger that you can't access or understand exclusively by yourself on your own merit. And so he says that you've got to find a way of listening to one another and sharing your different experiences if you want to understand the larger essence of elephant.
Could you please retell that story for our Congress? There's great messaging in there, but I'm sorry, we
right.
diverge.
That's
go.
Right. So the point, you know, the immediate metaphor that sort of struck me was that of the human experience, that we each come to the planet, we're each sort of a blind man feeling at the larger, you know, embodiment of reality and considering the possibility that we might individually understand the larger essence is just as insane as the blind man feeling the elephant the separate parts and thinking that they understand the elephant. So I really wanted to utilize the blind men that I knew to understand the nature of reality in a bigger sense. And so I decided to create an elephant of my own by collecting 22 images that really just represented one thing. And then I gave each photograph to a different musician, and I said, what does this photograph, what does this image mean to you? There's no right or wrong answer. I just want to understand it as a song, what it would mean to you. And when they returned to me their songs, I got to see their version of the photograph differently, you know, through the medium of their music. And I took their songs and gave them to painters and asked the painters to interpret the songs. And then I gave the paintings to perfumers and the perfumes to sculptors and the sculptures to poets. And each time I changed mediums, I asked them sort of in the vein of a game of telephone, what does this mean to you? You know, there's no right or wrong answer here. Just translate this medium into your own medium so that I can understand it through your eyes. And in doing this repetitively, I did this, 22 times, and I, 150 artists later had a really larger understanding of the essence of my original sort of subject. And it was a miracle, really. I mean, when I have these photographs to myself, and when I was looking at them to begin with and having my own experience, I was really just one blind man understanding it. But then with 150 artists from all these different mediums weighing in on their versions, a much larger elephant started to manifest and materialize before me.
Well, what you've got is the children's game of telephone pushed through a sieve, and each of the holes of that sieve being entree to another kind of experiential genre, from something you can see and hear and smell. And I mean, did you do food? Because that's the one that, okay. So even that taste didn't get left out of it either.
Yeah.
It was really
about capturing all of the senses and using all
thing.
Of our senses. You know, I think especially today, in today's culture, we so frequently only use our visual and our auditory senses, and there's so much more to sort of be captured if we just have the patience to listen with all of our senses. And so when I was done with this sort of massive global collaboration, I decided to put the exhibit up, because, to create an exhibit around it and to put the exhibit up. So I took each of these chain reactions, each of these games of telephone through the senses, and gave them to different set designers. And the set designers came up with these spaces, each one to house a photograph, a song, a painting, a perfume, a sculpture, a dance, et cetera. And so when visitors now come, they walk into one of these sets, and all of their senses are, captured and marinated in the broader essence of that particular chain, and then they get to interpret the work for themselves.
Now, when the visitors come, where are they going?
Oh, yeah. So we have an exhibit this is the last season that we're going to be showing this particular consensus, but it's at Martha's Vineyard Island on Main Street, Vineyard Haven, 44 Main Street. And it opens May 1st and will be opened until the end of August. And visitors, come in and they get to taste the food and smell the perfume and watch the dance and, see all of the art, on one chain accumulated, and then go to the next chain. And then they get to interpret the work for themselves. And there's creative centers where they can go and write or paint or draw so that they can become part of that continuation of that chain, and they can post their version to the wall, to the bulletin board that's associated with that chain. So there's really You know, the purpose of the exhibit, the purpose of the project is to broaden our awareness of different points of view and to recognize the fact that we know we understand very little. We sort of assume that we are all experiencing the world the same way, but there's all of these
different. Well, just look at three children in the same family, all experiencing being parented entirely differently. And so, it's fascinating. Now, the exhibit opens today, May 1st, and runs through when?
Oh, no, it opens June 1st.
Oh, June 1st.
Yeah, it's actually opened May 1st as a just a by tour only. So you have to call up. Our manager and get a tour, but
so, it opens June 1st,
and it's open from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock daily, all through the summer, and it's just really a short walk from the Vineyard Haven Ferry, so it makes a day trip super easy, and there's tours available through it all the time. And
all right, well, we're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, you can use that time to check out Consensus. It's the word senses, like your 5, 6, or 10 of them, depending on how developed you are on this planet, with CON in front. Consensus.org. We'll be right back talking with Sally Taylor. Don't leave me.
Come and pour yourself on me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Sally Taylor on the line. She is the founder and artistic director of Consensus. The Senses with C-O-N in front, if you're just joining us. And she is an incredibly, not just talented, but inspired and kind of a visionary in extrapolating from one genre of the senses that can be creatively expressed, and taking one idea and getting different people from different sectors, different creative sectors, to take a look at this and interpret this, whatever this is, this image is, into sound through some musical composition, into a fragrance, into if this were a meal, what would it be? the whole concept is wonderful, and I hope that there are particularly elementary school teachers thinking about how in a classroom you could expand the senses and the sensory connection of any individual child with all of the aspects of their being, so that nothing is just one dimensional. Everything is multifaceted. I mean, just a brilliant idea, a brilliant idea. And so Sally, who we established early on, if you're just joining us, is the daughter of Carly Simon and James Taylor. You know, I'm sure there was both the combination of DNA and childhood and lifetime experiences that you were exposed to that brought you to looking at things very differently. I mean, your background and experiences are not the average child.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I think a lot of the question I've gotten the most throughout my life is, what was it like, to be sort of raised in that environment? And always my response is, I have no idea because I have no other, you know, experience to register it against. But I think that that question and that response really led me to consensus in a major way because I was constantly, you know, realizing and recognizing that, you know, each person's perspective is, you know, just one piece of something that's much bigger that you especially being in the middle of, don't really have complete access to. Version of it is just different than everybody else's.
Well, but you know what? One of the expressions that has always driven me mad, always, I mean, I can remember reacting negatively to it when I was a teenager, and that's when people say something about, well, that's not the real world. Well, the real world is whatever world you're experiencing. So the real world of Princess Diana was as real to her as the real world of homeless people. It's, you know, in reality, the real world is whatever your world is. That's real for you.
That's right.
And so I think the greatest gift is being able to have the empathy to bridge between whatever your world is and the worlds of everybody else that you interface with.
I couldn't agree more.
And the kinds of things you're doing, one of the things I find so amazing about it, I really hope that many of our listeners will make their way to Martha's Vineyard between June 1st and Labor Day? When does this end?
Yeah, we're having a large sort of closing around the end of August.
Okay. So located at 44 Main Street in Martha's Vineyard, you'll find this exhibit. And Martha's Vineyard is an island that is part of Massachusetts. How do you get there?
You take a bus or a car down to Cape Cod. Woods Hole has a ferry that runs every hour at least over to Martha's Vineyard. It's a 45-minute boat ride. And if you land in Vineyard Haven, you just walk right up the street to 44 Main Street in Vineyard Haven, and that's where Consensus is.
I'm going to make my way there this summer. I really want to see this exhibit, but I'm hoping that when it closes, you will bundle it up and take it on the road. Because and there are places, those of you listening to us on WHFS 1010 on the AM dial in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota area, go bang on the doors of your local tourism people and tell them that they need to get in touch with Sally Taylor and bring Consensus to the region, because there's a population of both residents and visitors who would be very interested in seeing your work.
And you
have kind of a natural connection to Tanglewood in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where your dad will be performing twice this summer, and we have tickets to both. I think the dates are July 3rd and 4th, if I'm not mistaken, but you can go to tanglewood.org and check it out. I know that this exhibit is tied up on Martha's Vineyard this year, but I think with a little planning and talking to some of the right people, wouldn't it be grand to have a tent on the lawn at Tanglewood, as they often do, where in addition to people having the opportunity to picnic and veg out and enjoy great music, there are displays of various kinds. And wouldn't it be great to have this particular exhibit there on the grounds of Tanglewood? I think it'd be great for the people, and the demographic is perfect. I mean, the people that are interested in music are going to be interested in the musical interpretation of, you know, what happened with this image and how it was translated into music and into fragrance and into everything else down line in terms of a sensual connection. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Stay with me on the line. Everybody else, stay with us through the top of the hour news, and we'll be back on the other side. We're flying high.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.